last weekend and earlier this week, KFM was reporting on the water issues that residents in Leixlip, Selbridge, Maynooth and surrounding areas faced due to burst water mains. KFM understands three schools in Leixlip had to close on Monday, with one also closing in Selbridge because of the lack of water in the buildings. And this has raised concern and from Social Democrats TD for Kildare North, Aidan Farrelly, and he has called for speaking time in the Dáil to address the issues with Uisce Éireann, and he is asking for political responsibility and oversight following those unplanned outages. And Deputy Farrelly joins me on the line now. Deputy, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Thanks for having me. Morning.
And in this, you put this statement out a few days ago. You've referenced the outages that multiple counties have been seeing, but you are putting emphasis on Kildare, particularly Kildare North. As I was saying, we did report on those outages earlier this week. And more broadly speaking of what Leixlip in those areas are dealing with, how often are water outages, those unplanned outages, burst water mains actually happening now?
Too often, Hannah, is the short answer. And what we've seen specifically with regards to Selbridge and Leixlip, constituents was in contact on Monday and has been keeping a list over the last number of years. And you're talking close to double figures every year of unplanned outages. And I really want to draw the distinction, as frustrating as planned outages are, we accept that when you have a bit of notice, you can do a bit of preparatory work, and you know works are necessary to keep upgrading systems. Often when they're planned, businesses can prepare, families, schools, etc. can prepare. What we're entirely sick of, I think, in this county, both north and south and right throughout, we had Prosperous and all of those other towns, Robertstown, Allenwood, everybody woke up on Sunday morning to no water, to get the notification that the reservoir had essentially run dry. The irony of all this, Hannah, is, you know, less than 2 months ago, we were getting warnings from ESD that because the reservoirs were too high, that planned flooding would be necessary or possible in areas like Clane and Newbridge because of excessive water. And now with a few days of a dry spell, it looked like the reservoir was dry and we had to turn the taps off. This is all down ultimately, Hannah, to the sense of development that's happened and the amount of kind of population increase. You'll know, your listeners will know, based on the 1926 census, just how much Kildare has seen increase from 50-odd thousand to 250,000. And I got that Dáil speaking time on Tuesday night to speak with the minister, because ultimately my worry is the utility, the body, Uisce Éireann. It's extremely difficult to interact with them as a public representative, whether that's as a TD. You put the PQ into your minister. The first line that the minister will always say is that he has no responsibility for water. That's ultimately the responsibility of Uisce Éireann. If all the councillors in Kildare do the same when they ask the local authority or they want to put a motion or a question down at the county council meeting, they're told it's not the local authority's responsibility, it's Uisce Éireann. So we're reliant then on a level of communication with the body that's just not timely often. It's not efficient, and often it's weeks, if not months, after the event, which just builds frustration further because communities want to know, communities want to see us. And I spoke with the minister about this on Tuesday night. I questioned the role that the department has. We're seeing it with the Children's Hospital that quite often ministers are essentially powerless, and I think this is another example of this.
And you also noted that in a recent pack, big bonuses were being paid for a below-par service. That's in relation to Uisce Éireann and the delivery of a basic water standard. Those big bonuses, I mean, do we have any idea of what those figures are? How much are we talking about?
Significant amount of money, Hannah. So in Public Accounts Committee, we were going over the 2024 accounts for Uisce Éireann, and we got confirmation that close to 95% of all Uisce Éireann staff got their full bonus. And that's banded depending on your salary. But that's right up to 20-odd, 30,000 euros a year for those who are earning in the top salary band. Now, again, to draw a distinction, when there is an unplanned outage, for example, on the Hill of Allen, if there's a burst mains or if there's a burst mains in Maynooth, for example, we've seen so many examples of when the staff get on the ground, they're incredible. And they really do their best to try and minimise the damage on the time that communities have to go without water. But I think from a strategic perspective, from an executive perspective, we cannot be seen to applaud Uisce Éireann for reaching self-set targets. We don't know what those targets are, when certainly in Kildare, we aren't getting the relevant service for that. We can't, in 2026, be so often without water. It's a very, very basic service. And like I say again, the planned works, they have to happen, they're necessary, and there's a lot of capital investment in Kildare, and I applaud the government for that. That has been really welcome and necessary. But the unplanned stuff is really, really frustrating. It's leaving sick families, sick children without, you know, certainty as to whether it is. We've had small coffee shops have to close, we've seen schools have to close. This can't happen in 2026.
Has Uisce Éireann ever addressed how difficult it is to actually get a response from them? As you're saying, it can take weeks or months because, again, the responsibility seems to be thrown from one person to another. Have Uisce Éireann themselves ever addressed that issue as to why they can't come back directly?
Yeah, and we, to be fair, Hannah, we've probably seen some very minor improvements in that. Ultimately, to me, it's a resources issue. We just don't have enough bodies in the utility that are responding to reps, responding to inquiries from whether it's myself or yourself or anybody else. It often just takes too much time. But the problem that I was trying to get at on Tuesday night with the minister is, where's the political accountability here? Where I want to see evidence that the minister is bringing these executives into Uisce Éireann, into the department, meeting them, telling them what's going on, what's happening, what's right, what's wrong here. There's a gap, I believe, between ministerial oversight and what the work of the body is doing. That manifests itself in these unplanned outages. There's huge capital works, like I say, and they're brilliant. They're really, really important. But if the reservoir capacity hasn't increased, then you can do all the drainage works you want. You can fix all the leaks you want. But if you've 3 or 4 days of sun and the reservoir runs dry, then that's no good to the 250,000 people in Kildare. The same for a couple of weeks of incessant rain, which you had in January, February. And then you have to threaten the community in Newbridge or in Clane that the banks might burst. There's just something not very forward planning about that, and it's quite concerning. We got lucky this time. I don't have confidence that we'll get as lucky in the future.
In terms of when you say you're bringing that to the minister, you brought it to him on Tuesday night, what was the response? Are they showing any willingness to bring the Uisce Éireann executives in and have a discussion with them on how to really address this?
Yeah, so my topical issue on Tuesday night, I spoke directly with Junior Minister John Cummins, who is a minister in the Department of Housing, which has ultimate oversight of housing, local government, and indeed water is in there somewhere. I did a bit of a comparison between Ireland and other European countries where they have ministers directly involved in water, directly responsible for water, given it's such a crucial part of life. I could be complimentary to the minister and say that there absolutely is willingness, but I think that he assured me that meetings are ongoing and meetings do happen regularly. I'm just not convinced. And I think that's kind of down to the nature of the establishment of Irish Water and the context within which this was set up. We see, you know.
And our line with Aidan, I'm not sure, Deputy, if you can hear us, just the line has dropped there suddenly. And if we can just work on trying to get back Deputy Farrell on the line. But I will catch up on messages in the meantime. One listener says, unplanned outage last Saturday, the hottest day so far, and the same last year on the hottest day. We were 2 days without water because they stopped the flow as the reservoir was running low. And that was the Allenwood Reservoir. And another message, a listener says, water outages are a disgrace in Selbridge, particularly at the moment there are works going on around Croydon, also up at Hazelhatch. So both ends of the town are impacted. The traffic is horrendous. It would seem proper infrastructure was not put in place before the concrete jungle began. There's a huge new build-up at Hazelhatch, also across from Croydon. It doesn't take a genius to make the connection. And KFM was actually up at that site yesterday. We are working on a video to put up about that, and we will post it hopefully today. So do stay tuned. Deputy Farrelly is back on the line now there. Deputy,
sorry.
Apologies for that. I was just reading some messages from listeners basically saying about the outages. One listener said last week, Saturday was the hottest day so far. And, you know, they were without water there because of the Allenwood Reservoir running low. In terms of what you were saying, the minister there, that you said there is willingness, but there seems to still be a bit of hesitancy there.
There is. And I think that's written into the article of the Constitution within Uisce Éireann, to be honest. I think there's a limitation there, which in itself is flawed. I think your listeners are bang on. I think the reservoir issues are important. I tried to get into those directly with the minister on Tuesday night. Didn't really have much purchase on that. I think that's a concern, because if we're not increasing capacity there, then it's not matching. So we know the capital works that are happening with Ayrscare are for one purpose and one purpose only. That is to unlock housing development. That is to enable houses to be built. We accept that. We welcome that. That's necessary. But in Kildare, we're kind of midstream on that already, if you excuse the pun. We've had such significant housing growth already in our community. And every so often what we're seeing is periodically that system breaks down. Whether it's water, whether it's electricity, we're not being provided with the adequate services, and it's often ad hoc and afterwards. And you're seeing that in Sellers now, like with road closures, the frustration in that community, and you've been there yourself, you've seen it. It's really, really important that we get this right. The government could do more. I'm trying to be quite, balanced in this. It's not a simple fix, but I don't think we can ignore the reality that for Kildare, for Meath, for Wicklow, for those counties on the edge of our capital, we've had the development. We've done our bit in terms of growing the population, but the services are just lacking in so many ways. We'll keep at this with regards to water, but I can't give assurances to your listeners this morning that anything is going to improve today or tomorrow.
And that's the thing. We were speaking recently to Sharon about the €64 million that's being given to upgrade the leak slip water treatment plant. But again, that's due to take place over the next decade, whereas right here, right now, people are texting in about those issues. Deputy, thank you for joining us this morning. We did want to visit the topic of the Children's Hospital as well. Maybe just very briefly on that, in regards to there's a PAC done. What was the latest found out from that? I was reading that you've said essentially now the contractor BAM, who's based here in Kill, that they are holding the government ransom now because, again, we missed the 18th deadline. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be done yesterday, that new children's hospital. Mm-hmm. What's the latest update? What did that committee hear?
The committee heard from the Paediatric Development Board, heard from the Department of Health, and heard from Children's Health Ireland themselves. We spoke about a very trivial Christmas party issue that maybe we can talk to about again in more detail in the future, because there's serious question marks there. With regards to the hospital itself, we're nowhere closer to the date. I think this is all down to the fact that we got it wrong from the start. The tender was wrong, the contract was wrong, and now what we've seen is successive missed deadlines. Whether there's 19, 20, 21, 20, the deadline actually doesn't matter anymore. It's irrelevant to so many people because they've lost trust and faith in the process. We've seen, I asked the board yesterday, how many redesigns has there been? And he mentioned 26,000 redesigns or redrawings in the process of this contract. That's remarkable. And that puts a significant pressure on the process on delivery. I think this has become a very, very public and bitter dispute between the department, between the health board, or with the paediatric board, and also the contractor. I think we have a long, long ways to go yet on this. They're due to announce a projected date today, the latest deadline, but I don't think they'll meet it. I don't think, I said, there's been four deadlines missed since I've become a TD. Chances are there's going to be three or four more. And those who were parents when this project started, many of them are grandparents now. That's how long we're talking about this project taking. My kids are certainly, not going to be able to avail of that service. And there's so many here that won't be able to either. I think this is an example of where Simon Harris and many others at the time rushed to headlines, rushed to press conferences, and missed some glaring mistakes in the design, in the tender. And we've all suffered. The Exchequer most significantly has suffered, because you're now talking $1.2 billion for a hospital. It is a remarkable sum.
Deputy, thank you for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning to talk about the issues that North Kildare leak slip is facing with the unplanned water outages, and then briefly just an update in regards to that new children's hospital. Yesterday was originally supposed to be the deadline. They missed it the 18th time. Again, will we see it miss for the 19th time, and then again for the 20th time? I have a feeling when it misses, if it misses, I should correct myself, if it does miss that 20th deadline, then that will be making headlines, as it does anyway. But really, to if it misses 20 deadlines, that's going to be huge. One listener has actually texted in earlier about the Children's Hospital. They say there will be traffic gridlock when it opens. It's in the wrong place. I said it from the start. That's the other thing there's concern about where exactly it is located. But thank you to Deputy Farrelly, Aidan Farrelly, Social Democrats TD for Kildare North, for joining us this morning. A reminder, we are working, KFM News are working on a video to put out about those roadworks happening up in Selbridge, particularly due to the works being carried out by Kildare County Council on behalf of Uisce Éireann. We saw the so-called traffic management there. So do keep an eye out for the KFM social medias and on our KFM website. In the next few hours, we are hoping to have it up before the end of the day.